This is Taped Servants from Thumb Broadcasting. I've got your news for the hour starting right now. A medical emergency involving a six-month-old Harbor Beach infant named Riker Gebhardt was successfully averted last week after vigilant staff at S&S Daycare in Bad Axe recognized his unusual symptoms. On Wednesday, November 26th, daycare workers Kelly Einger and Carrie Cassavoy noticed Riker was listless, lethargic, noticeably pale, and vomiting more than usual, despite having no fever. Father Nick Gebhardt was immediately notified and rushed Riker to a primary care physician who sent them to the emergency room. The ER initially diagnosed the infant with COVID-19 and sent him home. Riker's condition worsened, prompting a return to the hospital within 24 hours. He was then transferred to Covenant Medical Center in Saginaw, where he was correctly diagnosed with intussusception, a serious condition where the small intestine invades the large intestine, cutting off blood supply. Due to the delay in diagnosis, Riker required extensive surgery on November 27th to remove a 15-centimeter section of his bowel and part of his colon. He is currently recovering and is expected to make a complete recovery. Good on you guys. That was good work on the daycare's workers' part. In other news, the Frankenmuth School District Board of Education will conduct a second round of interviews for the open superintendent position on Monday, December 8th. On Wednesday, the board interviewed four candidates. Following those interviews, the board selected two prospective candidates to come back for a second round of interviews. Those selected for the second round of interviews are Jolynn Clark and D. Bruce Martin. Clark is scheduled to be interviewed at 5 p.m. and Martin's interview is scheduled for 6:15 p.m. The superintendent position is open because the former superintendent, Grant Hagenauer, left to take a position elsewhere. Clark is the Frankenmuth High School principal who has been serving as interim superintendent for the last few months. Martin is a retired superintendent of the Saginaw Township Community School District. The interviews will take place in the E.F. Rittmuller Middle School at 965 East Genesee Street, and community members, district staff, and interested parties are invited to attend in person. School districts across the state, though, are all breathing a little bit easier with the state budget in place, and now that a couple of state aid payments have been received, which has boosted fund balances. Michigan's fiscal year starts on October 1st, which is out of step for municipalities whose fiscal year start on the first of the year, or in July, or April. The October per pupil state aid payment, which is the smallest payment, is supposed to be done on October 20th, but that has not always happened. Also, the October payment that did not include the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System, MEPSRS, payments, or other reimbursements at that time, but it did come later. The state aid payments are made from October to August. Because of the gap in funding, most school districts have had to take out a short-term loan until the state aid payments are issued again. After the state aid payments have been received, schools then pay off the loan. For our national news, we have a good news, in my opinion. The administration that is currently in office is preparing for National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day observances, following a presidential proclamation honoring the Americans killed in the 1941 attack and encouraging commemorations at memorials and military installations across the country. In international news, Australia has imposed sanctions and travel bans on four Afghan officials linked to human rights abuses, citing concerns about the Taliban's treatment of women and girls under the country's current governing authorities. And at this time, I'm swapping over to Steve Adamson for your extended forecast of weather.